Hello. On today's episode, we're going to take a dive into the Welsh tradition of the Mary Lwyd, something I kept calling the Mary Lwyd until I found the proper vernacular to pronounce it correctly. This one is a short one, but I hope you enjoy it all the same. My name is Chiwanza, and this is Chaos by Design. The Mary Lwyd, also known as Grey Mary, is a tradition that was almost lost. It started in Wales and all comes down to a battle with a skeletal horse. Well, a battle of words, but if you win, you're presented with good fortune for the coming year. Lose, and well, you'll find out later in the episode. The Mary Lwyd is a pagan holiday that predates Christianity by 3,000 years, give or take. It was a tradition that started with a white horse, which I believe to this day is a symbol of good fortune. To celebrate the horse, they would decorate a horse skull and dress it in a white cloak and dress with flowers or ropes. I've seen it also dressed in blue or green cloaks as well, in the more modern times, I guess you'd say. I've also seen the Mary Lwyd use ornaments for eyes, glass bottles, and sometimes it wouldn't have anything to represent the eyes, it would just be the skull. And also you would see some skull art carvings alongside the skull, which look really cool the way that they design it. Now, it didn't necessarily have to be a horse skull, but it often was. And when it was not, it was a wooden carving or a paper mask that represented the horse skull. And it gave off the same details as it would if it was a traditional horse skull. Now, from my understanding of the Mary Lwyd, it would appear at night and sometimes during the day, and it was surrounded by a group of men who played different roles. One would be the leader, ringing in the horse. The other would be disguised as Mary Lwyd. Then you had others who were considered stock characters or men disguised as puppets to perform around the Mary Lwyd as it went pub to pub and door to door. Now, good fortune is at the epicenter as to what happens after the ghostly horse knocks at your door, along with wassailing, which is drinking or feasting lively, or in another sense, caroling. And it also consisted of drinking sugared and spiced drinks of mulled ale and eating curdled cream, roasted apples, and eggs. Residents and pubgoers drink and eat with the Mary Lwyd. They also do carols together. It's pretty interesting how they perform the whole tradition. It may come off as frightening to some, but it is a wonderful holiday. Now, how the whole Mary Lwyd tradition starts is that it starts with the residents hearing a song from the other side of the door, where the carolers would sing as the resident is greeted by the Mary Lwyd and its party. The Mary Lwyd's party would then ask for the resident to partake in ponco, which is like a battle of words, and the resident would have the chance to out-rhyme carolers and the Mary Lwyd. Now today, whether you win or lose the battle, the Mary Lwyd and his party enter your home or pub for ale and food. Originally, if you outsmart the Mary Lwyd, it didn't enter your home, but if you lose, it would enter your home and terrorize you and your family as the leader of the group tries to rein it in to calm the horse down as it runs around the house, neighing in the process. I'm pretty sure that it broke things, like, around the house, as, you know, like, wild animals would, but it's, you know, it's a person. But eventually, everything would calm down, and people would invite the people that were part of the Mary Lwyd to drink and give them food along the way, and then the people would then go to visit other people's houses and or pubs. And while it was out and about, it would terrorize passerbys, just to like spook them before it goes to wherever it was gonna go next. Now, fun fact is that parents would use the Mary Lwyd, much like Krampus, as a way to put fear in children to behave. They'd tell their children that the Mary Lwyd would come and take them away, forever joining them beyond the grave like its merry band of followers. Sometime in the 1900s, it looked as though it was losing popularity, or that people were phasing out of the tradition in the major cities. Small towns in Wales would still carry it, but it just depends on where you were. In 2013, the Arts Council of Wales and the Welsh government put together a project that would allow the tradition of the Mary Lwyd to be shared throughout the country of Wales, so that people could once again partake in the Welsh tradition of the Mary Lwyd and celebrate a wonderful midwinter holiday tradition together once again. What's really cool is that they also gave out flat pack supplies, so people can make artificial Mary Lloyds to be able to celebrate their tradition and keep the spirit of the Mary Lloyd alive. Now, the Mary Lloyd is celebrated in the midwinter, and this could be anywhere from Christmas to New Year's. It just depends on which towns did what. In my opinion, I think the Mary Lloyd is an interesting holiday that by all accounts has survived the test of time without officially being turned into a religious holiday. I say that because a lot of holidays that have pagan traditions usually get transformed into some sort of Christian holiday unnecessarily, but it happens. And I think they tried to do the same thing to the Mary Lloyd by saying that it was a representation of the Virgin Mary, but that to me sounds like hearsay. And even more so, like someone's wishful thinking. Like, they try to put religion into the Mary Lloyd, even though it doesn't have any. Which seems counterproductive to what it all is trying to do, which is to celebrate. And I love that Wells has been able to keep the tradition alive for so long, and that it continues to thrive. And that so many want to keep the spirit of the Mary Lloyd alive. I think that in itself, it is an incredible passion to have. So much of our traditions and holidays can get swept up in consumerism versus a meaningful memory. And sure, people will remember what you bought them as a present, because that's what they have to go off of. But to say that you were visited by a dead horse and broke bread and ale with it, or to have the tradition of Krampus or Perkta or any other country's holiday, these things, I think, hold more meaning to people in the end. And it all comes down to what matters most to you in a memory. The experience of something, or the consumption of something. Before I go, I'll leave you with a poem by the poet Vernon Watkins about the Mary Lloyd. Now, this isn't the whole poem, this is a snippet. Mary Lloyd, horse of frost, star horse, and white horse of the sea, is carried to us. The dead return. Those exiles carry her. They who seem holy and have put on corruption. They who seem corrupt and have put on holiness. They strain against the door. They strain towards the fire which fosters and warms the living. The living, who have cast them out from their own fear of themselves, into the outer loneliness of death, rejected them, and cast them out forever. The living cringe and warm themselves of the fire, shrinking from that loneliness, that singleness of heart. The living are defended by the rich warmth of the flames which keeps that loneliness out. Terrified, they hear the dead tapping at the panes. Then they rise up, armed with the warmth of firelight and the condition of scorn. It is New Year's night. Midnight is burning like a taper. We'll be blown out. It is the moment of conscience, the living moment, the dead moment. Listen. Thank you all for tuning in to today's episode. I understand that it is Christmas to many people, and to those people who celebrate Christmas, I hope that you have a good one and that everyone's had good holidays so far. Next week will be the story of Gryla, the giantess, who was married 3 times, and I don't know if you guys have heard this before, but I've said it before and I'll say it again. The family that murders together, I guess, stays together, or doesn't, or she eats them. One of the two, or three. I don't know. But we'll find out next week. And as we enter this coming new year, I hope that everyone has a better year, and that everyone stays safe and be well. Take care.